This is Tanya Kerm of Floor Trends. National commercial flooring installation company Diversify has combined with Spectra Contract Flooring and Pro Spectra Contract Flooring, both divisions of Shaw Industries. Together, they'll become the largest independent commercial installation business in the world. We're joined today by Bill Bonner, Vice President of Communications for Diversify, and Jim Pels, President of Spectra Contract Flooring, who will offer some insight into what's next for the business.
Diversify launched in about, I believe it was March of 2019, and has been growing under a philosophy of attracting leading brands kind of across the country and bringing them under a common operating system and process. So we're basically, we have been aggregating top performers and giving the customers a very consistent kind of administrative and quality experience across the board. That's kind of been our model. Our goal has been to not just be the biggest provider in the industry, but to be the best.
Excellent. So what does this new combined entity mean for the growth of these companies?
It's a great opportunity for both of us. We're similar size companies coming together. We'll be nearly $1 billion when all is said and done. 300 salespeople, 5,000 craftsmen, and serving over 50,000 customers. The two companies come together from a geographic standpoint. It's almost you couldn't ask for a better combination. But we don't overlap in a lot of places. Spectra does not service the Northeast or Chicago at all. And that's some of the stronger points where Diversify is. And they're not really strong where we're strong. So I think bringing the two together would give us the ability to provide nationwide service to our customers, probably the only flooring contractor that can do that today. And we'll have, I think Bill's number, like 2,200 years of experience installing all types of flooring. So it'd just be a great opportunity for both companies to expand and grow.
It's a powerhouse of installation. And what fortune that, how fortunate it is that you didn't have a lot of market overlap.
And I would say it is installation, but it's also knowledge of the flooring industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an awful lot more than we bring to the table than just installation. We do have that expertise, but in working with all those products, we certainly understand them all and the best application for them too. We don't have any preference whether somebody goes, polished concrete, carpet tile, ceramic. It doesn't matter to us. We just want the best for what the customer needs.
So if a customer has a commercial installation and they need help with specification, they can come to your teams to help them figure out what the best solutions are.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of our account managers and or salespeople have tremendous knowledge of all the different products. So they certainly can come to us if they need that. And we do that quite a bit today. We also work with a lot of the manufacturers, on their specifications.
Absolutely. So in terms of leadership, are there going to be any changes going forward in terms of who's managing what?
I guess the one change is that I'm going to move into the role of Chief Operating Officer of the combined entity. Mm-hmm. Besides that, to the Spectra business, there are no changes at all. All the leadership is going to continue to report to me, the regional leadership on down the line. So there'll be no changes really to the reporting structure there. And same with Diversify. I mean, Diversify is going to stay the same because in their own right, each company is very successful. And we want to foster the entrepreneurism and the independence and the brand each one has built. And we don't want, the goal is not to force them together at all. I mean, I think we will take advantage of, there's things that I know that Diversify does better than us and vice versa. So I think my biggest challenge as the COO is to bring those two together and come up with we're both provide a very good service level to find even a better one. And as Bill said earlier, we want to be the best. And no, we're not striving to be the biggest. Mm-hmm.
So can we talk a little bit about commercial trends and what's been happening since the pandemic? Like, what's your outlook for commercial for 2022?
No, great question. I'm very bullish on 2022. Most market segments have come back. And the ones that haven't, like corporate TI, retail, and hospitality, they're trending in the right direction. They're not back to the levels they once were. So really, right now, our going into 2022, we have the largest backlog we've ever had. Last year as a booking year was one of our best booking years we've ever had. So we're really bullish on 2022. Of course, there's still the challenges with the supply chain that we face. But I mean, so far we've been able to work through those.
Excellent. Are there certain categories that are performing better than others? Places that you see great opportunity?
Healthcare is doing better. Mm-hmm. Assisted living, the education market. I mean, most of them are pretty strong. I mean, it has bounced back relatively quickly. I think, obviously, retail and hospitality were hurt the most since travel stopped, and that was hindered longer. But really, all market segments are coming back.
That's great. So, with this announcement, what's like the main message that you hope to get out to the flooring industry?
I mean, I think there's two. There's an internal message and an external message. The internal message is, I mean, we're going to go to market as we always have, both companies. We both were successful in our own right. And I think if we look at the overall market, I think bringing the two companies together, the synergy and the investment, we'll be able to provide a much better service package to our customers, both locally and nationally.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time today. I'll make this a quick one, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.